This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Justice Department has charged seven defendants, including five Chinese hackers, with hacking computers of dozens of U.S. companies and institutions. The charges announced Wednesday are part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to call out cybercrimes by China. The DOJ says the accused targeted more than 100 groups and companies, including social media, video game companies, universities, and telecommunications providers. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says two defendants in the hacking scheme are already in custody.
Through the cooperation of the Malaysian law enforcement authorities, the two Malaysian defendants were arrested on Sunday evening and now face extradition proceedings. So we have the indictments and two arrests.
UN investigators allege Venezuela's government has committed crimes against humanity. That includes murders, torture, and other atrocities. Independent investigators, who were commissioned by the Human Rights Council, said Wednesday there are reasonable grounds to believe President Nicolas Maduro and his ministers were aware of the crimes committed by the government security forces and intelligence agencies. They committed crimes that include extrajudicial executions, enforced disappearances, arbitrary detentions, and torture in attempts to silence the opposition, according to the report. The military junta that seized power in Mali last month said Wednesday the country could face a, quote, total embargo, end quote, from West African countries if it does not quickly appoint civilian leaders. The 15-nation economic community of West African states imposed sanctions on Mali after the August 18th coup in a bid to push the junta to return the nation to civilian rule. This is VOA News. Around 70 armed groups have agreed to a, quote, cessation of hostilities, end quote, in DR Congo's South Kivu province, a flashpoint in the country's troubled east. Civilian representatives of the militias said Wednesday, quote, all the armed groups of South Kivu agree to a cessation of hostilities and to instruct their respective members, end quote, read a statement issued after a meeting near the provincial capital, Bukavu. The three-day meeting, attended by the DR Congo's deputy defense minister, was co-organized by U.S. conflict resolution group Search for Common Ground. A movement opposing Guinean President Alpha Condé's controversial bid for a third term in elections next month announced Wednesday that it would stage a new round of protests starting late September. One of the leaders of the movement says they want people to join a series of peaceful marches starting Tuesday, September 29th, to demand Mr. Alpha Condé's departure. He said, quote, the people of Guinea are urged to mobilize massively in the greatest civic responsibility to block, end quote, Condé. He described the 82-year-old president as a dictator who wants to stay in power for the rest of his life. The U.S. government is laying out its sweeping plan to make COVID-19 vaccines available and free to all Americans. That's assuming a safe and effective vaccine will be established. In a report Wednesday to the U.S. Congress, federal health agencies and the Defense Department sketched out complex plans for a vaccination campaign to begin gradually. At a briefing, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the White House wants to make the COVID-19 vaccines available as soon as it's feasible.
We're still of the belief that we will have a vaccine by the end of the year. Operation Warp Speed has made it clear that their goal is to have more than 100 million doses. We're manufacturing in advance to make that a possibility.
Hurricane Sally has decreased to a Category 1 storm as it pounds the U.S.'s Gulf Coast, creating dangerous rain and flooding. Sally's maximum sustained winds decreased to near 129 kilometers per hour late Wednesday morning, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center says additional weakening is expected as the storm moves farther inland. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen urged member state governments Wednesday to work together to handle refugees and promised to write a new migration rulebook. The president of the European Commission said she proposes to replace the so-called Dublin regulation under which asylum claims are handled in the country they are first made. Member states are bitterly divided over how to handle refugees, with Italy and Greece seeking more help to house the thousands who have arrived on their shores. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.